Good morning. Welcome to University United Methodist Church. Whatever brings you here today, custom, crisis, or curiosity, you are welcome. God is ready and waiting for you. May you find peace here, peace with God, peace with yourself, and peace with the world. My name is Katie Flynn, and I'll be helping to lead you in worship this morning. Also up front, you'll find my mom, Joyce Flynn. She'll be the liturgist, and our pastor, Alicia Wood. If you're new to us this morning, we're glad that you're with us, and we hope that the welcome team has greeted you. Also, we'll have you stop at the back of the church on your way in or out and grab one of these brochures. It just tells you a little bit about ourselves. In your bulletin, you'll find a yellow slip. It's got two purposes. One side is for attendance, just so that we know that you're here and we can greet you. And then the other side is for a prayer request. So if you have a prayer that you'd like to share with the congregation during worship, please fill that side out, and we'll tell you when the ushers are going to come forward and collect those. If you don't want to share during the service, you can write your prayer request on the back and send it in with your attendance slip. I've mentioned your bulletin a few times. That's an abbreviated order of worship. If you want a more complete list of what we're going to do this morning, you can find a QR code on the back of the bulletin, and if you have a smartphone, you can use that to get a complete order of worship. If you're in need of childcare or restrooms, you can find both out this door to my right, or you can ask one of the ushers, and they'd be glad to direct you. We do have a safe sanctuary policy, so if there are any children here, they should always be accompanied by an adult in the building. This is Christmas week, so we've got a ton of stuff going on. There's a bunch of stuff in the bulletin, so please take a look at that. But also, I just want to point your special attention to the Christmas pageant. We are in desperate need of some children. So please see Jeannie Finlayson-Schuler. She's in the back, right, waving her hand. See her after the service and sign yourselves up for the Christmas pageant. We've got a rehearsal on Saturday morning at 9. Let's see. Also, the Christmas dinner is tomorrow night. That's open to everyone, and everyone's also welcome to volunteer to help. So if you want to do either come to the dinner or volunteer, please find the directions in your bulletin on what you need to do. Last announcement, there's going to be two services on Christmas Eve. So find the one or both of them that are most meaningful to you. The first one will be at 7 o'clock, and that's going to have the Christmas pageant in it, which is always fun. And then the second service will be at 10 o'clock, which will include Holy Communion. As you notice up here, we've got our no-fault orchestra this morning, so please enjoy them as we go through our worship service. Let us continue our time of worship.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Alicia. I am honored to say that I am the pastor here at University United Methodist Church. And let us begin this great day. I invite you to take a deep breath. Imagine that what is above you is a star-lit night. And in this moment, all is calm, all is bright. Sunday of our commemoration of the 200th anniversary of Silent Night, Holy Night, let's speak the third verse together expressively. You ready? Silent Night, Holy Night, Son of God, love pure light, radiant beams from thy holy face, with the dawn of redeeming grace, Jesus, Lord, at thy birth. Jesus, Lord, at thy birth. The presence of God in human form is the dawn of redeeming grace, says the hymn's third verse. God so desired to be up close and personal that God came to live, breathe, feel, touch, teach, and love. Made in the image of God, we are called to nurture relationships that birth, multiply, and radiate grace in the world. What would the world be like if love's pure light was at the center?
So let your love shine in the night, and let your love be warm and bright. His love we give, the world is find our
fill us with your peace.
The world wasn't any calmer or brighter in Bethlehem during the census under Roman occupation than our world is today. And yet Jesus came anyway. Today we recall, anticipate, and celebrate his coming as a sign of hope for our community and our world. Please stand in body or spirit and join me in singing hymn number 196, Come Thou Long Expected Jesus.
Thank you.
days remain standing. God has called each of us here today. Because worship is a communal act, take a moment and greet those around you with the peace of love, peace and love of Christ, saying, "The love of Christ be with you." When you hear the music start, it is time to return to your seats and for the children to join Pastor Alicia in the front of the church.
Will the children please come forward as they're comfortable? Good morning. How are you today? You good? All right. So some of you have been working hard this Advent to make bags, right? Today you just made cards. Who did you make the cards for today? The firefighters. Yeah, that's right. So this is the third Sunday of Advent, and as we continue to prepare for the birth of Jesus, let's hold our hands again. Remember, like last week, like the Advent wreath here. And in the end, we're going to have five candles. So we have five fingers. It works out perfectly. So can you go like this? And the first week, we lit the candle for peace. And the second was for joy, the pink one. And this week, we are lighting it for love. So let's light our three candles. And will you pray after me as we light the candle of love? In the silence of the night, in the silence of the night, by the star's gentle light, by the star's gentle light, peace is born. Joy is born. Love is born. Amen. Babies are cute, aren't they? But they can also be loud. Does anyone know a baby who cries? Or did you ever know a baby who cried? Yeah, Eric? Okay, yeah. It's important to remember, it's so important to remember to love babies, because babies cry when they need something. So what is something that we can do to comfort a baby when they cry? What's that?
Make fun of this.
Make funny faces, yes. You're making a funny face? What? You're making a funny face?
Give them their water.
Yeah, give them something to eat, yes. All right, so I have a video. So you'll notice that the person feeding the kitten wasn't just feeding the kitten, but also giving the kitten love, right? The person was petting the kitty just as it was eating and showing love. When God came in to us in human form as baby Jesus, it was a sign of God's love. God so wanted to be close to us that God became vulnerable, dependent on a loving family to take care of every physical need. Mary and Joseph loved baby Jesus and very, very much, and made sure this dear child had food, swaddling clothes, and a warm place to sleep. And love always makes a big difference, right? So I thank you for coming up and talking with me and praying with me and lighting Advent candles with me. So let's tiptoe back to our seats. to whoever brought us. That was a good tiptoe, right, everybody? And as they go back to their, we will hear our anthem from our No Fault Orchestra.
Amen. Thank you. Our scripture today comes from the Gospel of John as translated in the New Revised Standard Version. John is affirming Jesus' divinity, explaining that Jesus is a part of God and has been so since the beginning of time. There was disagreement about this in the early church, so John is making a powerful statement about starting his gospel by starting his gospel with these words. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. And the Word became flesh and lived among us, and we have seen his glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. From his fullness we have all received grace upon grace. The law indeed was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. This is the Word of God for the people of God. The Advent message is love within our own hearts and love for the world. Please now stand in body or spirit and join me in singing hymn number 206, I Want to Walk as a Child of the Light.
Please be seated. Well, good morning again. Today's text from John is quite different from other Gospels talking about Jesus' beginning. It is more poetic and mystic than Luke or Matthew. Theologians could spend days or even years talking about this text. And guess what? I would love to join them in that talk. Today, I'd like to look at John chapter 1, verse 14, in two different translations. Hear a story about a familiar children's song, and finally, reflect on love. So let's begin with a text from John chapter 1, verse 14, in two translations. And what I want you to do is notice how they're similar and notice how they're different. So this is what we just read. This is from the New Revised Standard Version, and this is how it reads. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. It was in the beginning. Oh, that's the wrong one. Sorry, I must have given Ted the wrong one. So we're going to just listen. And the Word became flesh and lived among us, and we have seen his glory, the glory as a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. And then this is from The Message. The Word became flesh and blood and moved into the neighborhood. We saw the glory with our own eyes, the one of a kind glory, like Father, like Son, generous inside and out, true from start to finish. The word that really jumps out at me is neighborhood. God came to my neighborhood? Does this mean God is in all our neighborhoods? Sometimes we ask, how can God let bad things happen? Well, what if God is not letting bad things happen, but life happens, and God is in the middle of it with us? God is with people who are suffering, people who are filled with joy, and people in every neighborhood. We sing about this in Hark the Herald Angels Sing by Charles Wesley in the second verse, and it says, Hail the incarnate deity. And the last line in this verse says, And Jesus, our Emmanuel. Emmanuel, God with us. Jesus came so that we might know God. Martin Luther called Christ the mirror of the Father's heart. Jesus came to my neighborhood and your neighborhood. Jesus came for all. I was recently reading an article about children's songs, and I came across this. One of the world's best-known children's songs is Jesus Loves Me. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong. They are weak, but he is strong. The song was originally composed for a novel, Say and Seal, published in 1860. It tells the story of a little boy, Johnny, who is sick and dying. He's being rocked in the arms of his Sunday school teacher, John Lyndon, and asks John to sing him a song. John sings, Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me. The message of that song extends way, way beyond the simplistic childhood faith. Karl Barth, one of the most influential theologians of the 20th century, he possessed a brilliant mind and wrote thousands of words exploring the interrelation of faith, theology, and culture. Towards the end of his life, Barth gave a lecture at the University of Chicago Divinity School. At the end of the lecture, he was asked what he considered to be the greatest theological discovery of his life. Everyone sat with bated breath, ready for an extended and complex answer. But Karl Barth paused for a moment. Then he smiled and said, "The greatest theological insight that I have ever had is this. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so." One commentator that I read said that, and this I totally agree with, this: the most important part of our text from John today, what impresses me most about God, is God's love. Some people are impressed by the power of Almighty God, that God could bring something out of nothing in creation. I am most impressed with the love of God, because it is love that brings God to the neighborhood. Love and compassion bring God next door. It is this love that gives me great joy as I celebrate the Word moved into my neighborhood and your neighborhood. The number one question I am asked over and over again, week after week, Monday through Sunday, is this: does God love me? Could God really love me after all I've done? And my answer is always yes. We have a forgiving God who accepts the words "I'm sorry" from us when we truly mean it. We are reminded of this in our scripture today because John begins this redeeming grace in verses 16 and 17. From his fullness we have all received grace upon grace. The law indeed was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. It is up to us to embody this love and grace in our neighborhoods, bearing witness to the light we have seen, felt, and heard in Jesus Christ, so that we truly embody the message of our hymn, "I want to walk as a child of the light." Amen.
Please join me now in singing our call to prayer, "Christ Be Our Light." The ushers will collect your prayer slips that look like this to be read aloud as we sing. We will now have a period of silent prayer, followed by a short spoken prayer, and finally the Lord's Prayer. As we pray that prayer, please speak the Lord's Prayer in whatever way or language that you feel closest to God. As we begin a time of silent prayer, get comfortable in your seat. Breathe in and allow the Holy Spirit to fill your consciousness as you open your heart to God. Let us pray. God of light and love and peace, thank you for the beauty of the earth you created, for the sun and the snow, the warmth and the cold. God of those living in darkness, those yearning for acceptance, redemption, compassion, peace, you have created us all equally and call each one of us to treat all people with kindness and respect. We thank you for the variety of gifts you have given to each of us and pray that we use them wisely and generously to further your vision for your world, a world that cares for your earth, a world that is peaceful, tolerant, safe, and just for all. In Jesus' name, amen. And now please join me in the prayer that Jesus taught us. Creator God, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. During this worship series, our video study groups that meet Fridays at 12:30 p.m. and Sundays at 9:30 a.m. before church are making gifts to distribute to groups in the community. Each week, in different ways, we will contribute to the peace and light, the calm and bright in our community. We have placed around the manger gifts we have packed for our community breakfast friends. You are welcome to join our next gift bag assembly Friday or Sunday for a conversation and gift assembly for firefighters at Station 1 and Station 10. The details are in your bulletin. And now let's turn to our time of offering. Committed Christians have been serving this community at this place for 150 years. You are now a part of this living tradition. Advent and the coming of Jesus' birth reminds us of why we are here and why it is important to maintain our witness in this place. Don't forget to put your yellow attendance slips in the offering plate as the ushers collect the offering and the orchestra plays Angels in the Bleak Midwinter by Larry Clark.
Thank you.
Please remain standing and join me in speaking our unison prayer of dedication. Holy God of the ages, may your Spirit descend upon us gathered here and on the gifts we offer. Use them to reshape fragmented lives, clothe those shivering in the cold, and feed those who are hungry. May we be the hands and hearts of your compassion, so that your love may live in the world. And now our prayer becomes a song as we join together in singing hymn number 242, Love Came Down at Christmas. Amen. Please be seated. Worship is ending. We have received the light. We have shared the light together. And now we prepare to take that light out into the world. Please join me in our Advent blessing. Go with God into this day. May the Spirit guide your way. Offer. Like Christ, see God in all you meet. Our music is for heading out into the world is a special piece that was commissioned for this worship series. So please join in singing as you are comfortable. We need a silent night in here.
We need a silent night in here. We need a presence to be near. Give us the hope we need and the peace we seek. We need a silent night in here. Give us the hope we need and the peace we seek. We need a silent night, we need a silent night, we need a silent night.